Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the On the Rocks podcast. This is Denver Post sports writer Kyle Newman, joined by Patrick Saunders, and today on the show, we're going to be discussing Buddy Black, the Colorado skipper. And Patrick, you and I were just discussing it right before we started the show. We get a lot of tweets, a lot of emails about Bud Black, especially as Colorado's season has spiraled out of control. You know, people calling for the head of Mr. Black as the last place Rockies continue to flounder. So we know it's a hot topic, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's like you said, people always want somebody to blame. I get that. And I think the easiest person to blame outside of the players themselves is, you know, the most visible person, and that's manager Bud Black.
So here's the thing, though, and this is the first thing I say to anyone who, because, you know, I get a lot of these questions at barbecues, at family events. You know, what's going on with Buddy? Has he got that clubhouse under control? Is he going to survive the year? Well, let's not forget he signed a three-year contract extension back in spring training that takes him through the 2022 season. He also just steered the ship to consecutive playoff berths for the first time in franchise history. And as you've written many times, Patrick, this year, I mean, he's only got so many guys to give the ball to pitching-wise. As the Colorado pitching, both rotational and bullpen, has imploded, I mean, who else are you going to give the guys the ball to when the veterans are letting you down and the rookies are undergoing a steep learning curve?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, to play devil's advocate, some of the reasoning people give you is this. Well, he's a former pitcher. The Rockies brought him in because of his pitching background, so hence, why not lay the blame at his feet because he has not been able to get quality out of those pitchers the same way he did in 17 and 18. But my response to that would be, you look at a guy like Kyle Freeland, and Kyle Freeland ran off the rails, and as much as Bud Black tried to steer him back on it, Bud Black, along with Steve Foster, the head pitching coach, you can't lay all that blame on Bud Black. And one of the things I would say, there would be many instances, teams throughout baseball that disappointed as much as the Rockies have, where the clubhouse, the dissension, the finger pointing, whatever, would have really, really gone to an extreme level by this point. And I think you have to give Bud Black some credit for at least keeping the spirit, if that's the word I want to use, of this team reasonably high. Yes, they're frustrated, but I don't get the sense of people are at each other's throats. And I know fans get really mad because they see Bud Black so even keeled, and they want him to go off in the media. They want him to knock over water coolers in the dugout or whatever. It's not his style. He doesn't believe in it. And I don't think he believes that's in any way going to help this team. He's looking for solutions. And you and I both know, talking to Bud Black on the record and also off the record, he's ticked off, he's pissed off, he's frustrated, he gets it, he's disappointed in the performance. But all those things added up, in my opinion, doesn't mean the solution is to fire Bud Black.
And as you said, Patrick, he's looking for solutions, obviously with an eye towards next year now, with this year all sealed up. You know, can Peter Lambert progress? What do they got in Gonzalez and Melville? What have they got in Senza and Hoffman? And hey, you can't blame him that the entire opening day rotation has turned over due to injury. You know, you talked about Kyle Freeland's implosion and his kind of ongoing restoration project, even as he's on the DL right now. But Germán Márquez has not exactly lived up to the preseason hype of that consistent ace. And John Gray, even their best pitcher this year, bounced back. You know, he got shelled with a foot injury to end the season. So lots of bad luck there. And then, I mean, we'd be remiss, I think, Patrick, if we didn't mention the bullpen here and, you know, the blame aspect there. And for all the tweets and emails we get about, you know, fire Bud Black, we get probably twice as many fire Jeff Breidich. And, you know, that's obviously a frequent fan frustration at this point in the season. And when you look at that bullpen specifically and the guys that Bud Black has had to rely on this season, those highly paid guys, Wade Davis, Brian Shaw, Jake McGee, I mean, they've all let him down tremendously. So it's hard to blame him for that, especially when that's what he's got to work with.
I agree with that for the most part. I will say, I do think Biden deserves some criticism for perhaps not, I shouldn't use the word experimenting, but perhaps not trying to find different solutions when the bullpen was so bad. I do think he got stuck in the rut of depending too much, particularly on Wade Davis, when I think it was apparent that Wade Davis was not having a good year. I think he went to the veteran well a few times too often, and I think that hurt the team.
Yep.
I know that's a difficult choice. You've got only so many guys sitting there trying to protect the lead, but I do think Black, I think it's honest criticism, fair criticism to say some of the decisions he's made with his bullpen this year, which have backfired multiple times. Sometimes I was wondering, you know what? Maybe you should have rode with the starter another inning. Maybe you should have gone against the grain and tried somebody else. Of course, the flaw in that theory is, okay, let's suppose he went with Jairo Diaz or Carlos Estevez or one of the other guys instead of Brian Shaw or Wade Davis. And then those guys implode, which is probably likely given the way this season has gone. Well, then the fans out there are going to say, what the hell was Bud Black doing? Why didn't he use Wade Davis or McGee or Shaw? So it's a catch-22 for him, and there's plenty of blame to go around. I mean, I even blame you for what, I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's something I should blame you about. But and not that Bud Black is above criticism, but to demand that he get fired and think that suddenly that's going to change the Rockies for the end of this season or next year is just ludicrous. And I've also had people say, well, you know, you guys are falling under the spell of Bud Black's charm, because let's face it, we all say all the time what a wonderful person he is to work with for the media, and that's true. And he's a great storyteller, and he's very effective at deflecting the issues sometimes, because he is charming, and I get that. But that doesn't lessen what he is as a communicator and what he is as an insightful baseball man. And I've talked to Bud Black about this before. I said, buddy, people don't see how much of a competitor you are and how angry you get when things don't go right, because by the time you come on camera or talk to us, you've managed to calm things down a little bit. And he agreed with that completely. He says, I don't think people understand how competitive I am. But he says, I think it's counterproductive for me to blow up. What's that going to accomplish? So, you know, fans are going to be fans, and God bless them, but I don't think the solution is firing Bud Black.
God bless them, says Patrick Saunders. Well, and you know, the thing is, too, with some of the injuries in the bullpen and the, you know, the DFAs, you know, you got 2 year starting pieces from the year, or at least counted on pieces, Sumo, Mike Dunn getting DFA'd. You got Scott Oberg, your most reliable guy, you know, end of the season with blood clots. So some tough breaks there. And yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Patrick, in that sense that while there is some fair criticism in certain aspects, perhaps, you know, the bullpen management, as you mentioned, I don't see the Rockies bringing in anybody else, and all of a sudden, you know, it's going to do a 180 with really what this team's true issue is, which is obviously pitching depth and what they're going to do with their bullpen next year. So those are all way more pressing questions than let's fire Bud Black.
Well, exactly. And without naming names, because the players who I've discussed this topic with, it's been all on background and off the record, I've asked, you know, what this team needs to turn things around, and multiple players have said, listen, you know, it's up to the front office, it's up to owner Dick Monfort to make some moves and bolster this team, but not one player I've talked to has ever said the problem is Bud Black. So, and that's multiple players I've talked to without naming names, and not one of those guys has come out and said, listen, the problem is our manager. And this was candid off the record stuff, and nobody, at least that I've talked to, has mentioned that Bud Black's the problem. And believe me, I've been around this team for a long time, and I have had players tell me in the past that the manager was the problem. That's not the case right now.
Again, folks, Patrick Saunders and Kyle Newman on the Rocks podcast. Appreciate you tuning in to the show today. Be sure to head to denverpost.com/Rockies for continued coverage of the club throughout the rest of the season as we get a better look at a lot of these younger minor league prospects coming up with the rosters expanded. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PSaundersDP and at Kyle Newman DP. And until next time, folks, take it easy.